The Catholic Agency to Support Evangelization, or CASE as it's known, held a one-day symposium on the theme of faith and culture on the 5th of October 2009. The second speaker was Dr. Claire Watkins. Here's part one of Dr. Watkins' address on sacraments and mission.
Just a little quote from Benedict XVI's Sacramentum Caritatis. In the sacrament of the Eucharist, Jesus shows us in particular the truth about the love which is the very essence of God. It is this evangelical truth, an evangelical truth of the Eucharist, which challenges each of us and our whole being. For this reason, the Church, which finds in the Eucharist the very centre of her life, is constantly concerned to proclaim to all, opportune, importune, that God is love. That quote seems to me to sum up the major theme for our day, the relationship between sacrament and the call to mission. The very fact that we believe what we do about the Eucharist compels us to share with others the proclamation that God is love. These words of Benedict XVI speak to our hearts as Catholic evangelizers and indeed to our intellects. The sacramental economy for us as Catholic Christians takes up the fabric of our whole being and is the place where day by day, moment by moment, we can go to encounter the great mystery of the Father who sends his Son for our salvation and grants us fullness of life in the Spirit. We are a people of sacrament, and we know that sacraments are for the salvation of all people. So the Church has also always been essentially missionary, and we're just beginning, I think, to renew our understanding of that in a particular way, and Bishop Hendricks has already made reference to that. And John Paul II, writing at the beginning of his pontificate, Redemptor Omnes, makes very clear that this is the Church's single end. Not beautiful liturgies, not wonderful parish life, that might be part of it, but the single end is that each person may be able to find Christ in order that Christ may walk with them the path of life with the power of the truth about man and the world that is contained in the mystery of the incarnation and the redemption and with the power of the love that is radiated by that truth. Sorry about the length of the sentence, I didn't write it. Very long. This wonderful sense that it's the truth of the gospel that radiates the light by which men and women can live in proper joy and orientated to the life of the resurrection. So the Church is presented to us as Catholics as both sacramental and missionary. And this is summed up in John Paul II's final encyclical. The Eucharist appears as both the source and summit of all evangelization, since its goal is the communion of mankind, not just us here, the communion of mankind with Christ, and in him with the Father and with the Holy Spirit. But it's also clear that if sacrament and mission are held together at the heart of what it is to be a Catholic Christian, to be a part of the Church, it is also clear that that relationship is not without its tensions, at least historically, and indeed those tensions persist, I would suggest, in much pastoral practice. Indeed, there are some liberation theologians, particularly, who would go so far, I'm thinking of Segundo here in particular, who would go so far to be deeply suspicious of our preoccupation with liturgical sacrament. Segundo talks about and decries a pagan insistence on the altar, which, into his mind, prevents us putting energy into justice, into fighting oppression, into being Christian in the world. And while that's rather strongly put, it's still worth examining our consciences, certainly in the parishes that I know, about why it is that we can often be very enthusiastic about supporting liturgies, particularly if they're beautiful or meaningful. And it's actually much harder for us to facilitate an active awareness of evangelization. For all that, as a Catholic evangelizers, we ourselves will have hearts for sacrament and mission together, hyphenated. And this is an entirely appropriate and authentic instinct. And it's the instinct that I hope that we're going to be able to begin to explore together today. It's this instinct that led the authors of On the Way to Life that we've already heard about To the conclude that it is our Catholic sacramental sense, our sacramental imagination, which is one of the greatest gifts in the tasks of handing on the faith today. It is as if our intimacy with divine love, which is granted us in the sacraments, offers us not just sacramental grace and strength for our Christian living, but a whole new way of seeing. And it's that sense of a new way of seeing granted by the sacraments that seems to me to be a powerful vision of this sacramental imagination. It's a way which brings together the sacred mysteries and the ordinariness of our lives, and that's one of the themes I want to try and develop. Celebrating sacraments, which, as we'll see, is not just about celebrating liturgies, celebrating sacraments in our lives changes everything. And above all, it changes the way we see. I'm often struck here as a kind of aside by the importance of Simeon as somebody who sees salvation. And what was it in Simeon's life that meant that out of all the babies he held and looked at, he could, this is a fantastic picture, if you could see the look between Jesus and Simeon, what was it that enabled him to be able to see what that this child in this ordinary situation was actually the salvation for all people and the light of glory for Israel? There is something about the discipline of devout living, of forward looking, and of being open to the Holy Spirit that we can be formed in through the sacraments to enable us to be good seers. And I want to, one of the things I want to suggest is that evangelization today requires us to be really good seers, people who can see things, and that the sacraments have a particular part to play in our ability to see culture, to see the graces that are there, and to see the ways in which we are being called by the Spirit who always goes ahead of us. So far, I guess, this much we know. But to describe sacrament as a gift is in danger of missing out on the way in which sacrament is a calling. In fact, the language of munus, of gift, is an interesting Latin word. It's always interesting when you look at words in other languages because you begin to see that they don't have a single meaning. The language of gift, or munus, is also the language of a function or a duty or an office, of a task that has to be done. It's something to do with a public show, but also is a charge. It's a duty that has to be paid. And it's that sense of sacrament as a munus, as both gift and task or calling, and possibly even burden in the sense of being a task that must be fulfilled by us, that I want to just ponder on for a little while. And I was thinking about this earlier in a conversation with Claire. And I was thinking, what example could I give about gifts being gifts and burdens? And my immediate thought was a terrible piece of clothing my husband gave me for my birthday once. And there was a sort of sense in which that was both a gift and a burden. But that's not quite what I mean here. I think I'm thinking more of the kind of gift when a colleague gives you a beautiful, wonderful, thick, hardback book as a gift. And, of course, what you have to do, you can't just put it on the shelf. You have to read that. You know, to really honour the gift, you have to read it. So there's a sense in which all our gifts and all our invitations are also a call upon us. So sacraments as gifts, but also calling, is the thing I want us to think about for a little while. So, in the time that's here for me, I want to explore how sacraments are gifts and callings for evangelization today. And this involves, first of all, to show how within our culture there is a complexity about the place of sacrament in our mission as church, before going on to suggest that one of the ways we might unpack a sacramental spirituality for mission is by looking at what I've rather unpleasantly called, I know some people are not going to like this, the peri-liturgical sacramental, by which I mean the idea of the sacramental around sacramental liturgy. So to look at the challenge of sacrament and mission in our own culture, but then to look too at how the tradition itself gives us ways of understanding sacraments beyond liturgy and through liturgy and before and after liturgy that actually will enable us to bring a proper sacramental sense, if you like, a sacramental imagination, to our work as evangelists. So the first job really is to look at a number of points where it seems to me, anyway, that there is both gift and risk for sacrament in evangelisation. As I say, these are observations, really, because it's not something I'm involved in quite the way that some of you are. We've already seen that the sacramental imagination on the way to life has been seen as particularly important as a way of responding to that terrible burden of the ordinary that Bishop Hendricks has already articulated for us, which I think many of us will identify with, and if we don't have it in our own lives, and I suspect I do in bits, we will certainly come across it in people that we meet, this terrible mundanity and the meaningless and emptiness of the day-to-day living of many people. And the great gift of the sacramental tradition, it seems to me, for evangelisation, is particularly that it can respond to this sense of the meaningless of the ordinary. Because both in the particular sacraments of the Church, in an assured way, it is the things of ordinary, it's the things of the world that mediate sacramental grace to us. But we also know that when we think about sacramental imagination or sacramentality, we also know that we have in our tradition the recognition of graces in ordinary. And perhaps this is most vividly understood by Thérèse as a doctor of the Church who teaches us and goes on teaching people that the ordinariness of our life is actually, at least potentially, a place full of grace, places where we will encounter the Trinity, the love of God.
That was part one of three of Dr. Claire Watkins' address on sacraments and mission. Click on part two to continue.